City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 10, Democratic Primary. Francesca Castellanos Rodriguez, Cheryl Pam, Idanis A. Rodriguez.
Francesca Castellanos Rodriguez.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Interpreter.
Previous occupations?
Case Manager, New York City Human Resources Administration, Northern Manhattan Improvement Corporation Community Liaison Specialist, Washington Heights Inwood Coalition Tenants' Rights Specialist.
Education?
Bachelor's in Political Science with minor in Sociology from Herbert H. Lehman College.
Organizational affiliations?
Mayor's Alliance for New York City's Animals, 33rd Precinct Community Council, and President of my Building Tenant Association.
Prior public experience?
Not applicable.
What is the most important issue in Council District 10 you would address if elected?
The lack of affordable housing and the rising rent for commercial space, which specifically affects small business owners. Our local merchants lack protection from unreasonable rent increases.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
The inequality in our public education due to the lack of quality education. The quality of education should be standard and not be dependent on your zip code. The reduction in resources for our seniors, such as the decrease in hours for home health aid, the reduction of home-delivered meals, which are a necessity for daily living. The rising health issues due to the lack of preventive health service centers and misinformation of the importance of protecting and preserving our environment.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Like you, I have been affected by the inadequate representation of our current local elected officials. An elected official is elected for the purpose of being a representative voice for their constituents, bringing resources to the district, and finding a solid and achievable agenda to the immediate issues affecting its residents. I am seeking the position of City Council because we deserve better. We deserve someone who truly cares and is committed to our community. We deserve someone who will bring back and not take back from our community. As your City Council representative, I will utilize my experience and skills to improve the social and economical development of our district. I believe in participative government, where city representatives work hand in hand with city residents in addressing the most pressing issues in order to achieve positive change. As stated by Gandhi, you must be the change you wish to see in the world, and your vote is the mechanism by which this can be achieved.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Cheryl Pam.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Director of Planning and Product Development, New York State Comptroller's Office.
Previous occupation?
Chief Municipal Financial Analyst.
Education?
Doctorate in Sociology.
Organizational affiliations?
ASA, NAACP, WFP.
Prior public experience?
Community Board 12, Manhattan.
What is the most important issue in Council District 10 you would address if elected?
As Councilwoman, it's my job to make city government work for you. Jobs must be created by helping our small businesses grow. Our existing affordable housing must be protected. Schools must prepare our children to compete in the global marketplace. Everyone must feel safe in their neighborhoods and sheltered from poverty. Seniors must always be treated with dignity and respect.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Our city council is in desperate need of reform. Waste, incompetence, and corruption must end. I will not rely on protests and photo opportunities like my opponent. I will work within the system to get results. I will organize a district-wide coalition of renters and tenant organizations to fight for new funding for better housing code enforcement, including NYCHA buildings. I will fight for a 911 system that we can count on and push for public health programs, including mental and reproductive health. Our district also needs better east-to-west bus service or other transit options. Reclaiming and rehabilitating our waterfront are priorities for our health and the environment.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Know-how, leadership, and political courage. Independence, your priority is my priority. Proven track record of reform. I've spent my political and professional life trying to make government more responsive. I will fight for you, not the moneyed interests that dominate New York City politics. I do not accept money from landlords.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Yadonis A. Rodriguez.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
District 10 City Council Member, Chairman, Higher Education Committee.
Previous occupation.
Co-founder teacher, Gregorio Luperon High School. Co-founder, Health Academy of the Heights, which aims for educational success of new immigrant families.
Education.
BA Political Science, MA Bilingual Education, City College, CUNY.
Organizational affiliations.
Northern Manhattan Democrats for Change, Barack Obama Club, Audubon Reform Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Prior to 2009, I worked on issues of educational justice at City College, advocating for the continued access to higher education for middle and low-income students. I fought corrupt and abusive landlords to ensure residents' rights were upheld. In the council, I have been a fierce advocate for early childhood education, improved college readiness, increased availability of affordable housing, and community empowerment.
What is the most important issue in Council District 10 you would address if elected?
Since my election in 2009, I have worked to build a united Northern Manhattan and identified greater resources and opportunities for our community. I have focused on ensuring a higher quality education for New York City students. My goal is to establish a public school system that would encompass adequate facilities and resources.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I believe that a healthy and vibrant community is one with a high quality of life, which means clean and safe streets, pristine parks, and low crime rates. I will focus my efforts on securing the right partnerships and necessary funding. Further, it is important that the community has a mutual respect between residents and businesses. This means that small businesses are given the support needed to thrive in Northern Manhattan and work with community members to cater to their needs.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
After living and working in Northern Manhattan since arriving in the U.S., I have dedicated myself to improving conditions for all residents. Over the past 4 years, I have gained valuable experience in addressing the needs of my community through listening to residents' concerns and following through with results. I have a vision for the future of Northern Manhattan that will create jobs, grow our economy, keep our community safe, and increase sustainability for the future.
Participating in the campaign finance program.